Hello, Jeff. How you doing, sir?
Real good. Thanks for calling, and looking forward to Dr. Stefanski joining us.
Yeah, she's going to give an update a little bit on some of the things that's going on in the area, in the region, in the state, locally, and the numbers are definitely not heading in the right direction. On our call, of course, we have, you know, people from all over, governor's office, the whole nine yards. So this morning, one of the things that Toy Taylor reported to us is that Louisiana is now number four in the nation with all new positive cases. And this is the number, this is not dealing with per capita. This is new cases, which is pretty serious when you started thinking about the size of California and some of the other, you know, some of the others. So the numbers are certainly not looking good. One of the things that Donnie reported, and I'm going to actually go through this again when Dr. Stefanski get on to make sure that I did write all of this down correct. But in our region, 93% of our ICU beds are currently being used right now in the region. We have 8 ICU beds available in the region. Boom. And 46 general ICU beds are available. You know, like when someone get a heart attack or break a hip, so they got 46 beds like that available in the region for ICU. But only that's serious numbers, you know. So I think that I'm getting a text right now, so that's why it's messing me up for a second. Anyway, so those are some serious numbers for us. As far as Iberia Parish positive cases right now, we have 60 positive cases today. Thank God we have no, it might be Dr. Stefanski, I guess. Huh?
Well, she was calling me.
She's calling you.
And I can't put her on the line along with you.
Well, you're going to have to hold on and let me get her on the call.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Jeff, are you on?
Yeah, Larry, we're back with you.
Well, great. So, Doc, I was just getting to explaining to Jeff some of the things that we discussed this morning. And basically, I started off with him talking about the report that that Donnie had given us. And I want to make sure that I'm saying this correctly. But if I'm not mistaken, he said that in the region, 93% of the ICU beds are currently being used.
Right. And we just got an update, so I'm going to look at it real quick, because I think it may be now 91%. So I'll double-check while we're...
Okay. And another thing that from the governor's office that Toy has mentioned is that Louisiana is now number four in the nation with new positive cases. And this is not per capita, it's per cases.
Right. That's what I heard him say, yes.
So that's to me, that's pretty serious. So where we really started paying attention to what's going on here. So, of course, we've always been paying attention, but we really need to, pay.
Right.
I'm getting so many texts right now for some reason, Jeff, and this happened a lot when we're on the radio, people just constantly texting me, wanting me to talk about certain things or whatever the case is. But this morning, they are certainly not hesitating at all to talk. But anyway, Doc, the reason I wanted you on the call is because perhaps you could have given a little update on things that's going on in Iberia Parish, in the region and around the state. Now, I'm going to give my quick deal to Jeff, and this is going to take 1 minute. But, of course, Jeff, I mentioned earlier that we have 60 new positive cases in Iberia Parish, and I like to make sure that every day we talk about the sites where people can get the vaccine, and that's at Iberia Parish Health Unit on Tuesday, every Tuesday, Iberia Medical Center on Main Street in North Lewis. Quick Med on Jefferson Terrace, the Long Pharmacy on North Lewis, Dr. Segrera on West St. Peter's, Village Pharmacy in Lauraville, City Pharmacy in Generette, Iberia Comprehensive on Jefferson Terrace, Walmart on Amadorial, Walmart on Parkview, Walk Pharmacy in Generette, L&M Pharmacy on Andre Street, Super One on South Lewis Street, and also CVS on North Lewis Street. And I can tell you, it appears that we're getting a couple of more people going to get the vaccines now. But I know Doc is going to be able to talk a little bit more on that in a little bit. And I did get a text earlier this morning from Dion, the CEO at Berry Medical Center. And as of today, Jeff, we have 22 people in the hospital, and you can hear how these numbers are continuing to go up. And we have 69 ICUs, two on vents. And the hospital definitely are making some healthcare changes, setting changes to how things are being done at the hospital. She did mention that she has seen a significant increase in the amount of outpatient COVID testing being performed in the last few days. So that's a good thing. It's not a good thing, but we have more testing being performed for just COVID testing. So one of the things I asked Dr. Stefanski this morning, because when we would talk about percent positivity, at one time we were saying, well, the percent positivity number could be going up because we have less people getting tests, but that's not what's happening anymore. So, Doc, if you would, you can say what you want to say.
Yeah. Hey. I think it's, you know, we're in a very concerning at a very concerning point with this COVID pandemic, and once again we find ourselves with seeing a tremendous increase. And as is explained by our epidemiologists, I mean the phase that we're in is widespread, uncontrolled spread of this virus in our communities, and it's statewide. I think the public needs to know that. This is by far, you know, over 80% of the circulating COVID is this Delta variant that's much more contagious. So if you're not vaccinated, you're very likely, within the next couple of weeks, it's very likely that you're going to be exposed to this Delta variant. It's very contagious. Again, if you're not vaccinated, you have a very high likelihood of getting sick from this virus. And so, you know, people really, really need to be aware of that. Number one, there's a lot of virus circulating in our community. Our percent positivities are rapidly increasing across the state. And also I think really concerning is our hospitalizations. And I think that's something that we all monitor and look at. And I really think that this is going to drive, you know, people in our community who are not vaccinated to vaccination. And so understand just in our Acadiana area, in the last 2 weeks, our hospitalizations for COVID have tripled. So we'd been running about 30 to 40 people in the hospital at any given time across this area with COVID. We're now at 138. So that's alarming. It's younger people. They're sicker than they were before. So again, we know this is a variant that spreads more easily. Young people now are being admitted at a much higher rate. And that's also a group of people, you know, that's of course happening. Because the vaccinations we know are lowest in that population. So, you know, we just want people to know this, you know, if you haven't been vaccinated, this is the time you need to get vaccinated. If you had COVID before, those antibodies are not going to protect you against this variant, because we need a higher level of protection because this variant is so much more contagious. So get a dose of vaccine, get your second dose. It's going to boost your immunity and protect you. It's going to keep you out of the hospital. And, you know, for those few people who do end up in the hospital after vaccination, that's called breakthrough infection. We see very few, you know, very few number of those cases. But for those people, they're not as sick. So overwhelmingly, well over 90, 95% of people in hospitals are unvaccinated. So the vaccine is doing its job. It's keeping people out of the hospital. And we want people to get vaccinated.
Yeah. And again, so it would seem as though it's the Delta variant that's causing this uptick, and obviously the ease in restrictions, too, are probably making people too complacent.
Sure. You know, so definitely, yes, you're right. People are getting together, not wearing masks. You know, really, if you're not vaccinated, you should be wearing a mask. But that seems to have, that message has kind of gotten lost. And so, you know, I understand that most people kind of thought things were back to normal. We enjoyed a great period of time where we had a low number of cases, but you know, we're at a point where we, things have changed, and they've changed very dramatically over the last couple of weeks. And that's reflected in the hospitalizations. And so really, you know, people have a choice, and it's either, you know, exposed to COVID, get sick, potentially end up in the hospital, or get vaccinated. And we want people to know vaccination is clearly the safest option. There's been hundreds of thousands of people in this country vaccinated. They're effective, you know, billions across the world. This is our way out of the period that we're in. And we want people to take this seriously. I don't know, you know, how else to, it's very hard to change minds, but I think this very dramatic increase in hospitalizations, the in, the increase in young people being admitted is really, I do think, making people in our region, you know, realize that, again, if they hadn't been vaccinated, now's the time. And when you look at vaccinations initiated across the state, our region is leading. So more people in this region now are seeking vaccination than in any other region in the state. And so I think that's wonderful. And that, again, is what's going to turn it around and going to protect people's health.
Yeah, I know the governor has resisted the idea of reverting back to some COVID restrictions. And I know he's said that he is not inclined to do so. But do you know if there's any discussion going on anywhere where he is being encouraged to do so?
You know, so I'm not privy to those discussions. I would just tell people that, you know, first of all, you need to kind of consider your risk of getting COVID and look at what the safest options for you are. And that's get vaccinated. But even people who are vaccinated in many cases are opting to wear masks. And that's not a bad idea. That's the safest option. Because when you're going out into a crowded indoor setting and you don't know that everyone in that setting has been vaccinated, even though you're vaccinated, it's not a bad idea to wear a mask. It's an extra level of protection. But, you know, beyond that, I'm not sure what discussions are happening. I can just say that, you know, we want to offer people the safest options. And things have changed in the last couple of weeks. A month ago, we were not nearly at this point. Like I said, our hospitalizations have tripled in just the last 2 weeks. And I think that is that is a reason for us to really look at what we're doing and to make good, safe decisions. But again, I really can't emphasize enough the importance of vaccination. You know, I'm hearing all kinds of rumors out there. And one, for example, is that that people with the Delta, there's a rumor, and I don't like repeating a negative, so I won't repeat the rumor, but I'll just tell you the facts. And the facts are is that, as I just stated, well over 90%. And you know, we're getting that data, and it'll be reported soon. But, for example, since February, 97% of the new cases were in unvaccinated people. And Larry, I think you talked to Dion at IMC earlier, and she gave you some numbers, and we're getting similar numbers from all the hospitals in this region. When they look at people hospitalized, the vast majority, again, well over 90%, are unvaccinated. The Delta variant, the vaccine is protecting people from hospitalization to, you know, by and large with it. So vaccination is protecting people against this Delta variant, especially against preventing hospitalizations and deaths. So that's the message.
I know. Go ahead, Larry.
The numbers I gave Jeff yesterday, we had 20 in the hospital yesterday, and one person had gotten the vaccine. Now we have 22 in the hospital today, but she didn't say how many had gotten, you know, how many have received the vaccine, so I can't report on that one. But yesterday, out of the 20, it was just one that had gotten the vaccine. But one thing, Doc, I would like to talk about is the percentage of the people in Iberia Parish and around the region that have been vaccinated. In Iberia Parish, we were stuck on 28% for quite some time. Mm-hmm. Right now, we're at 29.1. In Lafayette, they're at 34.25, and St. Martin, they're at 29.1 as well. You know, Vermillion is at 25%. You know, so we still have some areas in our region. And all of the numbers are low as far as I'm concerned. Even when you look at 34%, that's still low. But at any rate, because you look at Pointe Pique and they had 40% and things like that. So we just got to get our numbers up and go from there.
And, you know, I'd like, and this is my final question, but a reminder, if you would, of even those who have had COVID, the benefits of getting the vaccine
cannot be overstated. So if you had COVID and you were thinking, you know, you've been protected over this period of time, we know that that natural immunity, or so after you had COVID, you recover, you do have some protection. And so that could be up to 6-8 months. What has changed is that this Delta variant has very quickly become the predominant circulating form of COVID. So now over 85%. With the Delta variant, everything's changed. So what that means is that if you had COVID in the past and you have a little bit of antibody, you've got to be vaccinated. You need to be vaccinated to boost that antibody level to protect against Delta. And so I know several people personally who were holding out, you know, despite even the best guidance has been to get vaccinated, even if you had natural infection. Now people who are changing their minds and realizing that Even if I had COVID, it's not protecting me against this Delta variant. There has been a change in the last couple of weeks. And so, again, if you had COVID, you need to be vaccinated because, again, that natural immunity is not enough to protect you from infection with the Delta variant.
Gotcha. Larry, anything else you'd like to share? Or Dr. Stefanski, anything else that we haven't covered that you'd like to share?
No, just that, you know, Larry mentioned there's great access to COVID vaccinations. If you can always call 211 and they can direct you. The Acadiana Planning Commission, Larry's, is the president, the director, I'm not sure the official title of the Acadiana Planning Commission. If you look, they have a website and there's an interactive map you can click and it'll bring you to all the vaccination sites. You can make an appointment right from there. Call us, anything we can do to make it easier for you to find a vaccine. If someone's homebound and they can't get out of the house, call 211 and they'll help connect you. We'll send someone to your house to vaccinate you.
Very good. Well, again, Dr. Stefanski, can't thank you enough, and Larry for setting it up. Appreciate it. Unless there's anything else, we'll let you go.
Thank you so much, Jeff. We'll talk tomorrow.
All right.
Thank you.